Mitch, this is our Tuesdays with Mitch segment. I couldn't be any more excited.
Me too.
I can't hear you. What was that?
Me too.
There we go. That's much better. Now, Mitch, I'm a little upset that Al Roker canceled last hour. Is there any legal action I can take against him for promising to come on? And we have it in writing, but then not appearing.
You know, you can't get damages when the net effect is that you've been benefited. Your segment was far more interesting last hour than it would have been.
Wow. Mitch, you have a gift, my friend, a silver tongue, the William Jennings Bryan of the legal field. I can't disagree with that. But although I think my questions for Al, though, about Ann Curry being annoying and then Matt Lauer's receding hairline, you don't think that would have been interesting?
Not as interesting.
Okay, fair enough. God, you're good, Mitch. All right, let's get to the new Black Panther Party, everybody's favorite subject. There's so many developments in the Trayvon Martin case today, including George Zimmerman's lawyers leaving him. I want to dissect all this from top to bottom with the best, of course, being Mitch. And then we're going to get into a story out of Newark, New Jersey, everybody's favorite city slash cesspool. This is regarding a woman who lost her dog and put up posters, but it's against city ordinances to put up posters. So we'll talk about the legality of that. Then Ozzie Guillen, the manager of the Miami Marlins, making pro-Castro comments, saying that he loves Castro. We're going to talk about the First Amendment implications of that. And then my favorite story of the day, where I'm going to be able to bash lawyers. Is that okay, Mitch?
It's fun.
Okay, good. You're a good sport. Okay, parents who drop off their kids for a play date at another parent's house are now trying to get legal waivers. I'm not making this up, so we're going to discuss that with Mitch and find out if parents are going overboard or if that's actually good protection to have. All right, you ready for the new Black Panther Party, Mitch?
I'm always ready for the new Black Panther Party.
Now, are you a member of the old or the new?
You know, I'm still actually weighing my options.
Right, back in the college days, you used to experiment. You used to do some crazy stuff, Mitch. All right, so I'm going to play you some exclusive audio. This is a friend of mine in Jacksonville. He's a reporter, Matt Augustine, and he gave me this. He showed up at the rally, which was very exciting. It was a bunch of new Black Panthers and then three reporters who were all frightened for their life. And he asked, he had a lot more courage than I would. I would kiss up to the guy. This guy asked a very hard-hitting question, saying that how can you threaten George Zimmerman? So the quick story here, the new Black Panther Party has a $10,000 bounty on George Zimmerman's head, dead or alive. George Zimmerman apparently has fled the state of Florida. He's frightened for his life. This is not a joke. His parents have written a letter to the Justice Department saying, you need to protect our son. Why are you not investigating a hate crime, which is on video? This is obvious. The new Black Panther Party is trying to kill somebody. So why don't we listen to this clip? This is an exclusive clip, Mitch, and then we're going to analyze this whole scenario. And to set up this clip, the person asking the question is a reporter friend of mine in Jacksonville. The person answering, who's Mr. Muhammad, is the head of the new Black Panther Party. Let's listen.
Mr. Muhammad, you made it public that you're, you know, interested in having George Zimmerman arrested, and you've even said there's some sort of bounty involved. You are aware that that's illegal, right, to put a bounty on someone's head.
Well, America puts bounties on their enemies' heads all over the world. She put a bounty on Osama bin Laden when it was not proven that he committed a crime. So what we did, we went in the white man law books. We went in the white man law books, and we turned the law against him.
Now, Mitch, in the white man law book, did Osama bin Laden, did he not commit a crime? I'm not aware of that. Is that correct?
I think he took credit for it. I'm pretty sure he committed a crime in an act of war.
Okay, so maybe that part of the statement was incorrect. So you've got a guy, obviously that's audio, but there is video footage of this, saying that. So my question to you, Mitch, is if George Zimmerman's family is writing the Department of Justice and Eric Holder, saying, look, you've got a group which is clearly, this is not race baiting, race hustling. This is a flat out, what could call it, a race crime, because they're saying dead or alive here, plus a financial bounty. Why is there no action? This is beyond the First Amendment. I know you're a First Amendment expert. Please give us the implications here of why the Justice Department is not cracking down on this guy.
Well, there is a First Amendment issue. I would hope that there is a Justice Department investigation. I do understand that they had withdrawn the dead part of the dead or alive bounty. But here's the issue. The government cannot punish speech, even speech that advocates the use of force or the violation of law, except when what's being advocated is going to incite or produce an imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce that action. So,
okay, Mitch, I have to interrupt here. I'm not